What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, happy Friday to you. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Did the Packers defense jump the Texans with the big move that they made yesterday, acquiring Micah Parsons, the edge rusher that had previously played the entirety of his NFL career with the Dallas Cowboys? 713-572-4610. Before we dig into that, I did want to ask you your opinion a little bit more in depth. Jabril Peppers, who has been a safety in this league, he's bounced around a little bit, but he was most recently with the New England Patriots. Mm-hmm. He's a guy that can play fit with a physical mindset and mentality. I know that you made mention of he's been with the Patriots, and he was just
done
released.
Deal, baby.
He was just released.
Yeah.
Is this of any interest to you? Because the thing is, funny enough, I don't know that this would be of much interest to the Texans. However, I'm interested. Is this of any interest to you when it comes to safety? Because I know safety depth has been a real concern for you personally.
It has, but strangely, not really. It also depends on just what they know that they're going to get out of C.J. Gardner-Johnson, because there's only one role that Peppers can play. He's that guy.
Yeah, he's more strong safety.
Yeah,
than he is free safety.
He's that guy. So if they do show interest, if they do somehow end up with him, I think it says a lot about C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Where he might really be in terms of coming back. So I don't really expect it, and I don't really would want it. He's also, isn't he 29 or 30 already? He's been in the league for a while, so at that position.
Yeah, he'd been in the league since 2018 when he came in with the Browns.
Yeah, at that position, it goes fast, and I know he missed some games last year with injury too. So not really. I was just really kind of kidding around with the whole Patriots and Texans thing, but no, not really.
Okay. All mm-hmm. right. Well, I mean, he's been pretty solid over the last couple of years if you are inclined to lean on Pro Football Focus grades, which I would say you probably shouldn't. However, it's interesting to get a grasp or just kind of a gauge of what they believe.
Mm-hmm.
He is the fourth. He's been a grade of a 90.1 PFF-wise, which is fourth amongst all safeties over the last 2 years. Which,
okay,
that is interesting to say that he might still be able to play at a decent amount. His passer rating against, according to Next Gen Stats, over the last couple seasons, 2023, when he actually played 15 games, was a 55.6, which is a very low passer rating against.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the six games that he was able to play last year, 36.3. So it seems like he can still, when the ball is thrown in his direction, you're not likely that you have completions or what have you. But
mm-hmm.
We'll see. We'll see if that's maybe a door or a rock that or stone, rather, that Nick Caserio turns over at some point. But, they're always looking to improve the squad. So we'll see what that looks like. But did the Packers defense jump the Texans? I ask this because the Packers defense was pretty damn solid last year. Really good at stopping the run, mm-hmm. from what I could tell. But obviously the bigger thing is that they go and they add one of the best pass rushers in all of the league. And so you have a good defense. You throw in a really high-level elite pass rusher that seems like he can just do it with the level of speed that is unbelievable. But he finds also a decent amount of power that really you should not have in the frame that he does.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Packers now, now thankfully over in the NFC, but the Packers now, I mean, I think that I showed you that they are now fifth in Super Bowl odds when it comes down to it. I think he is now Micah Parsons' Defensive Player of the Year odds leader now that he joins that Packers defense. And Jeff Hafley has a pretty good defense. Like, he's the defensive coordinator there. And you give him the ability to now rush with four as opposed to having to try and scheme up pressure. Because you could compare, or let me give you this stat also, Next Gen Stats. Micah Parsons joins a Packers pass rush that generated just 29% pressure rate, rather, when rushing four or less, which was 21st in the NFL. Parsons led the NFL in pressures and pressure rate since 2021. So you go, a dude who is instant pressure on a team that needed help pressuring with only four without having to, without, you know, blitzing or what have you. That is a really scary proposition that the Packers have added.
That's a great question about, you know, versus the Texans, you know, when we all know what the expectations are and what the results were of the Texans last year. I kind of want to say, yeah, that they have as much respect and as good as the Texans have been. And by the way, the Texans have two pass rushers that can help that secondary a lot and create turnovers, and the Packers were good at that as well last year. But they were really good, you know, against the pass, not just because of the secondary, because the secondary, I think a lot of people are saying, you know, this is going to help the secondary so much because that was one of the, if they had a weak spot, it was the secondary for Green Bay. And the answer is absolutely yes. You know, absolutely yes, it's going to help the secondary. And in terms of turnovers, you know, the Packers, you know, were pretty good last year, as it turned out, and this is just going to make it that much better.
One of their big turnover pieces, though, they did remember they moved on from Jaire Alexander.
Yes.
I am interested in how that works out, where one of the big playmakers on the back end is now gone. Now you add yourself a real big playmaker on the front end. Does that change how that goes? Because you compare that to the Texans, where obviously the pieces are largely the same. Yeah. You have a lot of playmakers on the back end who will continue to turn the ball over. Will that remain the same with the Packers?
I think you could argue either side. Yes, it has, and no, it has not, simply because I think the Texans have more secondary studs, if you will, that are just going to make plays whether you put pressure on or not. You know, but the pressure is definitely going to help. And the pressure that Micah Parsons, what he is able to do with a team that already was high in sacks last year is going to be amazing for the secondary.
So from 3-4-6, who cares? They don't play each other. Does the pride of having like potentially the best defense in the league, does that matter to you at all? Or is it just like, hey, it's effective and that's fine? Because it does feel like people have taken, and this is my read on it. Again, I'm open to being wrong. 713-572-4610, the number to text. Let me know. It seems like people have taken pride and really have clamored for the respect of, hey, no, I want you to appreciate just how damn good this defense is.
No, I think he has there's some, you know, truth to what he's saying. Who cares? They're in the other conference. But you're right, too. You know, like the Texans, I've been saying, I think they could be a top three, top five defense. I think the Packers are right there. So, the pride factor of what you're talking about, et cetera. And the bigger picture to me is, you know, you need to get through the AFC first. So I get what the texter said. You know, I'm not worried about them in terms of getting to the AFC. But I think in terms of Super Bowl odds, if you think the Texans have a shot at making the Super Bowl, the Packers are now, what'd you say, fifth?
Yeah, they jumped up to fifth in Super Bowl odds. I believe they're plus 1,000 now.
And so who are the top five?
One moment here.
Obviously, Eagles, Chiefs, I would guess, would be up there. If the ultimate goal, I think it definitely affects the Texans.
So last I saw, which was yesterday, the Buffalo Bills, the Baltimore Ravens are second, the Eagles are third, the Kansas City Chiefs are fourth, and then the Green Bay Packers come in as fifth best odds there.
Well, there you go. If you're talking about ultimate goal, then definitely they passed them. But this whole deal is just putting the NFL on its ear. I mean, it's changing the way, not necessarily, like, again, they're in the NFC, but not necessarily how you're approaching your conference, but it's certainly changing the way that the NFL is viewing contenders, the tiers, if you will. You know, I think that all of a sudden the Packers are in that upper tier. The Texans are still knocking on the door of that upper tier.
Okay, so as far as the Packers making this deal, I mean, it's probably a really good thing that Jerry Jones operated the way that he did and really spited his own team trading Micah Parsons, their best player, to a team that had knocked them out a good amount as recently as a couple years ago. It really embarrassed them, kind of sent Mike McCarthy on his way there. Like, I think that, or actually, no, he stayed after that year. Wild. but keep him in the NFC, right? Like, keep him over there, because I imagine that there are a number of teams in the AFC that could have very much competed when it comes to, you know, the get back and brought a huge pass rusher into the AFC.
No, true, but I'm getting so much joy out of this because, you know, the whole concept of the Cowboys and, you know, the big picture, you're not seeing all the chess moves. No, the chess moves should have been made before the draft if they were going to do that. The other thing I'm enjoying is just on top of Luka, you get Micah, and, you know, Dallas is just, you know, suffering so much. You know, that's the main thing, for, you know, in terms of just like raw emotion that I have. But in terms of football, the Packers are another. How do you want to look at it? You want to look at the AFC or the NFL? The Packers are another team that you're going to have to go through for the ultimate prize. And that's ultimately where I would land.
But, of course, the Texans haven't proven
that they're
with
even
their
there
moves
yet.
That they're there yet, which I think is a fair point to bring up. With that being the case, though, and, of course, what was I just about to go to? I don't forgot.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No, look, man, if you're a Texans fan, you can also just sit here and say, okay, I'm just sort of enjoying the pain that Dallas has had.
That's where it was. It was the pain of Dallas.
There is no team, there's no NFL team I despise more than the Dallas Cowboys.
Is that still the case for you?
Oh, yeah. It's just fun watching them, you know, suffer.
I imagine that.
Yeah.
Did you get after any of, because everybody in their life has the Dallas Cowboys fan that they turn to when these, when they inevitably
most
step
of my
on,
family,
step on know, a rake.
Not,
oh,
my,
yeah,
not my immediate family. Yeah. My extended family.
Did you get some texts off?
I'm not like that.
Why
too much.
Not?
Unless I just want to have some fun. And that's still on the table. That's still on the table, by the way. And then the other thing is, there's no NBA team I despise more than the Dallas Mavericks. So you lose Luka and Micah, I'm like, all right, this is kind of fun.
The question I wanted to ask, because again, like, there's a lot of Cowboys overlap here in Houston, especially when you had those years without the Titans here.
You know what? The Titans might be up there with the Cowboys.
I hear the way you talk about the ownership over there.
Yeah.
But I think when it comes to the reaction from a fan base standpoint, I think the Cowboys, interestingly enough, Cowboys fans are a little bit more on board with this move. However, there's definitely some Cowboys fans for whom this is just another in line of a lot of dumb moves, and they might be willing to quit. Would you open your arms to Cowboys immigrants or coming in and deciding that they want to be Texans fans?
Of course. Absolutely. You know, when I was young and dumb, you know, I followed the Cowboys, and then I grew up. That's how I put it.
Because that was one of the things that I saw people kind of getting after was like, oh man, there's going to be a lot more Texas fans, and I was like, I do wonder if that happens, and I also wonder how do people take that, right? You was over there with them,
yeah,
and now you want to come over here and get on.
Come
this
on
side?
Over, man. Come on over.
No, I don't have an issue with it.
Yeah.
I think the issue I have is the people that's like Cowboy fans, and then, I'm an Astros fan too.
Yeah, yeah.
And
like can't cross streams.
Yeah, that's the part I don't really get. But if you just done with the Cowboys and you live in Houston, by the way, I ain't talking about people that live in Dallas.
Yeah.
But if you live in Houston and you just done with the Cowboys and rather root for the I'd be fine with it.
And I also, you just mentioned this about you know, a lot of Cowboys fans are down with it, and I'm sure that's what you're hearing, so I'm not questioning
there's
what you're
some
saying.
Of them. I don't know how to...
That's coping, man. No,
I think that's just trauma throughout the years, man.
But I think it's just coping. Like, you know.
Because this thing didn't just come out. It wasn't like they were a contender, and then it just came out of nowhere, like the Luka trade. This is just like, man, they've been complaining about Jerry Jones for so long that this don't even hurt as bad as it should.
Yeah, if you allow me to tap into what I imagine they're going through, I think the thought process is, well, you're probably not going to win right now. And Michael Parsons, he had his warts. We were talking about it earlier that he can have a little bit of a attention span issue. And sometimes he can kind of get outside of the lane that he's supposed to be occupying. He's good enough to make it work, but that can be frustrating to the other people that have to work off of
That's still coping. If you're not, it's freaking Micah Parsons.
And that's what I was saying. Someone had a good text talking about how that used to be a complaint for J.J. Watt early
on. It was. People would say he freelances a little bit too much, doesn't really pay attention to the run too much. Who really cared?
Yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah. The thing is, like I said, if the Cowboys were a championship contender, and it was a chance that they could win it all, or they were there last year, didn't make it.
Yeah.
And you do this, then it's like, man, now the world is burning.
Yeah.
But at this point, they were bad last year. They're probably going to be bad this year. And it's like, man, who gives a damn at this point, man? It's just the Cowboys being the Cowboys for the last 25 years.
The greatest. 30 plus?
Yeah, it really I mean, 95 was the last championship, right, for them? It's 2025. That is 30 years by my math.
Man.
Somebody said Cowboys, Yankees, and Lakers fans. Hilarious. Cowboys going for Cowboys taking for Arch. No, let them tell it. They're going to take those picks and turn them around and get players. But yeah, no, the thing about it is, you're right. There's absolutely a lot of cope happening, because as much as you can say those things, what I wanted to come back around to is, that dude is 26 years of age and he is right now one of, if not the best pass rushers in the league. So how many more years of prime could you expect? Four?
Five? I was going to say five, four or five. And you got the young quarterback. You're going to, I mean, you're paying, but still, you know, the Packers right now, I asked this question earlier and I was surprised that you paused, because I thought you were going to tell me to get the hell out of here. Are the Packers now better than the Eagles? I think it's a possibility.
I do. There's a lot more talent with the Eagles team.
Yeah,
but
I got questions about Jordan Love. But I think he's really good. I'm just kind of wondering if he's one of those quarterbacks that, you know, have a flash throughout the season and then just don't really do nothing in the playoffs.
Are they better than the Lions?
That's going to be something that they're going to have to prove.
And honestly, I think this was earlier this week. I kind of wasn't really high on the Packers like that, because I think it was during Judge John Lopez.
Yeah.
Where I was like, man, the Bears might have a chance to win it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think this kind of throw everything off a little bit.
And one of the things that is worth considering when you talk about the Packers is that they do have a much harder schedule than they did last year. Now, of course, that typically
they open with the Lions. Right?
I believe so. Yeah, they do. And so,
ooh, baby.
Yeah, we're going to very quickly get an idea of what this looks like with Micah Parsons. Apparently, he tweeted out he's asking if he should wear 0 or 1. So you'll see that. But yeah, we'll see very quickly how this changes them. I think that there's a level of hype. There's probably something within there. And this is why I had that hesitation of pause, because I look at the Packers and I like Matt LaFleur, rather, as the head coach and the offensive play caller. I think he does some really good things. Their wide receiver core is full of dudes that like dropping footballs, even though they're young and fast.
Yeah.
Jordan Love has his up and down nature at times. Of course, Jacobs is fantastic running the football.
Right.
And that defense, like I mentioned, they lost something on the back end while adding one of the better defenders on the front end. So all of this, there's a level of kind of finding the level that I think needs to be found, but they clearly have given themselves a much better opportunity to jump
up.
They do
got a rookie receiver, too, that we kind of wanted.
Yeah.
So.
You got to get like Matthew Golden or someone like that in a trade, though, right?
Well, how? You know?
Well, when you're sending them Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
Because someone's like, getting two first picks, is that coping? I feel like you should be able to extract a little bit more.
No, it's absolutely.
Especially if you use your market and you are able to let teams bid against each other.
If that was the price, I think everybody should probably be 100%. In on this. Yeah, that's not a steep price.
The Texans gave up more for Tunsil. I was talking about that earlier. Think about that.
Also, Bill O'Brien was the GM.
Okay,
that
but
time.
Nevertheless, that's another guy who had no business doing what he was doing.
I hear you.
Just a whole bunch of people doing things that they shouldn't be. But yeah, look, It's fair to say that it's not going to actually matter to the Texans, but I was interested on if that defense, which was very good last year, or pretty damn good at the very least, just we plop in one of the best defenders in the league. Now, one of the questions I will ask, and before I go here, they did send that defensive tackle.
Yeah.
Was it Kenny Clark? Is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
They sent him back. He was also part of them being a really good run-stopping team. So, and Michael Parsons is not necessarily a run-stopper. Do they then become worse stopping the run while they get after the passer, which is obviously an important thing, but stopping the run matters in the league, especially as teams get heavier. And
I think that's details right now, as far as they're concerned.
They're not worried about that. They are not worried about that. All right. Yeah. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, and football talk on Sports Radio 610 is indeed brought to you by Paramount Plus, and furthering that conversation. Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Let's get into our lunchtime confessions as we always do. We'll do that next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.